Yes, folks. Remember me? I'm back. Whee! The time is 6:06 in the p.m. You are still listening to 91.7 FM, KOOP, Hornsby, Austin, or online worldwide at KOOP.org. It's the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hotta.
And my name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. At any point, what does this go? Hold on, let me start over.
I was the one who was gone last week.
Yeah. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's show, the phone number is 472-5667. 472-K-O-O-P. Can you turn my microphone up, David?
Okay, that's what that meant.
Yep, thank you. Hey.
I'm turning the music up, Mac.
I was just getting
quieter. That should be good enough.
I also should say that any opinions expressed in the show are from the people who said them and no one else's. You know why I want to say that?
Why is that?
Because for choreography, I helped out on Now Playing Austin.
Yeah.
And Deidre said that.
Why would a song that is just music need to say that?
Yeah. I was like, if a show that is just music needs to say that, this show where I spend half the time lying.
Yeah.
And what's slander when you say it out loud?
Libel?
Libel. Or is it slander?
No, I think it's slander.
Either way.
We are very slanderous is what we're saying.
Oh, so slanderous.
But I like that Now Playing Austin has to mind their P's and Q's, where it's like, hey, we got this hot new record from Lions. The opinions of, that expressed on Now Playing Austin are the only ones of Now Playing Austin. Like,
I heard Yume's really good. The opinions expressed in the show are not those of the co-op board of directors.
Meanwhile, we're like, Wendy's restaurants smell like stupid, not even caring what we say.
I bet they bake knives into their burgers. Yeah, and you might be like, well, maybe Deidre's just a cautious cat. Oh, no. Oh, no, she's not.
She's not.
I've seen that lady party. And
the way she just leaves her lines out on the table.
Yeah, we were at a club one time. And she yelled at the bartender for not putting a vermouth in her drink, which is weird because I could have sworn she ordered a gin and tonic.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And she put a grenade in the tip jar, a live grenade.
What?
Yep.
Okay, mm-hmm. That is way worse than the one time I saw her.
And even she says that on her show. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll start adding that on real quick.
Yeah, she has ninja star earrings.
Boom, boom,
and
bang.
And she's not afraid to use them.
David Hotta back.
Yes, that's right.
Special thanks to me last week.
Flying solo.
I had no guest hosts for the world's most boring episode of the Mascot Wedding Show.
I don't know. I haven't heard it yet. And neither has anyone else.
Oh, my God. I am the world's worst person when it comes to podcasts. I have very little to do tomorrow. I swear to God I will post a podcast tomorrow.
I'm not holding it against you.
Oh.
Our thousands of fans are, though.
I know. I know. I'm sorry. Podcast will be available starting next week or tomorrow. Next week.
All right, hedging my bets. Starting whenever I feel like it.
Yeah, on mascotwinning.com. Check it out if that's your kind of thing. What did we just hear, David?
We just heard You Mean Nothing to Me from one of our favorites, Jay Retut, off the Matador Singles 08 collection.
And then before that, we heard Karen O featuring Squeak E Clean with Hello Tomorrow. And you might be saying, Mac, why did you play a solo track from Karen O? Why don't you just play a song off the new Yeah Yeah Yeahs album, which comes out Tuesday? Here is the reason why. I love the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, and I'm excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
But when their album leaked, they said, why are we, we're missing out on an opportunity here. So they went ahead and released their album digitally already.
Right.
And I was listening to tracks online on a website called HypeM.com. And anyway, and I was worried that I was like ruining the album by listening to singles.
Mm-hmm.
Because it may sound silly in today's day and age, but I still believe in the album.
Yeah, no, you should, and that's commendable.
And so I felt like I was ruining the album by hearing all these tracks early.
Yeah, you say that, but you had no problem going onto a website where they just leak them early.
I was doing that, and then I realized, I was like, am I ruining the album? And I stopped. And now I am waiting. I was like, I will just wait until the album comes out. So it comes out on Tuesday. I'm going to go buy it.
Mm-hmm.
But because I want to hold it in my hand.
Yeah.
I want to put it on my CD shelf and look at it and be happy. Whereas, you know, it would probably cost me less money to buy it online, but I kind of, like, for this album, yeah. I want to own it.
No, there's definitely some albums where you want to do that. Because, I get music from legally from online sources. But those are just the ones that I just want to hear the music. But there are some records that I'm really big fans of and that are event records, and I have to have them. But we've already talked about our collector's mentality. So I think people already knew that.
By the way, if you hear a different show today, it's because right now in the co-op studios, outside of these doors, there's a meeting of the co-op...
Man, it is the Super Friends out there.
Programming committee. It's a co-op board of legends. Yeah, Super Friends. Boom, Jay Roblard. Boom, Rocky. Boom, Rick Kendrick. Boom, Art Baker, who, by the way, smells weird. He smells like a rich herbal cigarette. I'm just joking. See? That's the thing that we can't say out here.
You know, our show is in their hands.
I am just joking.
Our programming fate.
I know. In fact, the fate of Co-op is in his hands. That's right. The amount of money that Jamaican Gold brings in.
The Algonquin Roundtable.
Jamaican Gold listeners are very supportive of community radio. And Katie V. And a bunch of other people in there.
Other people I can't see. Yeah.
Yep. People sitting in. But yeah, so normally on the air when we do Who Are Mad at Co-op this week, we're gonna can that segment this week.
We're going to tone it down a little
just
bit.
Just a little bit, but not much. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
So, David, you were gone last week.
I was, yes.
But you came back in town on Sunday.
Yeah.
Just enough time for us to leave town.
I was exhausted. But yeah, we left town. Do you want to tell them why?
Yeah, we went to a Spurs game. That's David purchased tickets.
We went to a what, Mac?
A Spurs versus Rockets.
We went to a Rockets game.
A Rockets victory.
A Rockets road game is what you should call it.
And so we went to see the Spurs play the Rockets. I'm from San Antonio. David is from Houston. We were the classic odd couple.
Boing.
So we went down there. And I have to say, I was really surprised. I've been to a Rockets versus Spurs before.
Mm-hmm.
And it's no surprise that the Rockets fans either make the trip or... especially for weekend games, if there's Houston people in San Antonio, which there are tons.
Right. Literally, there are tons of Houstonians in San Antonio.
I wasn't surprised at the amount of Houston people, but I was surprised at the amount of Yao Ming fans.
Yeah.
Like, there is an entire busload of people. That
they had shirts made.
Yeah, they had shirts made. They got, like, you know.
Friends of Yao or something.
Yeah, something like that. Yao and the Now Frontier or something like that.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense, but there are huge Yao Ming fans. And a lot of them, I want to say, were just Chinese Americans who came out to the basketball game because we had a couple of those individuals sitting next to us.
Yes.
And so at one point, David and I are arguing about I bring this up for a reason. Here's that reason. David and I are sitting next to each other. And Javid, what? That's your
Javid,
name.
Yeah.
David, you were wearing a what? You were wearing a Houston jersey.
I was wearing
jersey.
A Clyde Drexler University of Houston throwback jersey.
That's right. And I was wearing just a traditional Tim Duncan Black Spurs jersey. And... the woman next to us picks up on the way we are arguing about basketball, and she goes like, "Oh, so you are a Rockets fan and you are Spurs?" And we're like, "Yeah, that's true." And she goes, and she laughs, and she goes, "Ha, is there feud?" And David goes, "Yes." And you like raise your fist like you're gonna punch me, and then her and the woman sitting next to her covered their mouths and giggled for about 5 minutes. It was awesome.
It was amazing.
It probably was the highlight of the game because the Spurs lost.
It was like watching a live-action LOL fan. Yeah. It was like, you have feud?
Yes, you have. Is there feud? Is there feud between you? Yes, and that was great.
Yeah.
And it was funny to look at, because, you know, that was my first time, I think, seeing Yao because previously I think he was hurt.
Mm-hmm. What? Yao hurt? Now we're not doing sports talk. Okay, yeah.
But also on the court was Dikembe Mutombo.
That's right. The venerable.
The venerable guy. He's really old. And it's funny because people like to make fun of him for misreporting his age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he is sick of it. And the funny thing is he's almost like a reverse Bono in a way. Because Bono has a singing career and he does all this charity work. And yet people hate Bono.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, Bono's such a jerk. You know, even like... people that think he's a jerk, you know, will still acknowledge that he does good charity work necessarily, but still think he's a jerk.
Sure.
Whereas Mutombo does all this charity work in basketball, and he's beloved.
Yes.
So he manages to pull it off. But the thing is a lot of people don't know about the charity work. They just think like, oh, he's that really old center that is probably even older.
Which is funny because like a lot of people do that, especially in baseball. They'll lie about their age. They want to skew younger so that they can get drafted. So
exactly.
So the teams will be like, oh, we're going to have this 18-year-old for, you know, 20 years instead of thinking this 23-year-old for, you know.
And especially happens with international players. And Mutombo is from the Congo.
But I think when you reach a certain point, you should over-report your age because that's more impressive. Because like Mutombo's saying he's what, 44 now?
Yeah, something like that.
If his real age was 48, I would be so impressed by that.
Like, that would be amazing.
48-year-olds out on the court still doing it.
Yep. Still giving out advice. When we were coming back, though, from San Antonio, we passed a closed down Circuit City.
Oh, geez. Wait, the city?
That's right. They changed the name to the city in a last ditch effort.
Man, that was a Hail Mary at the buzzer.
Because, you know what? And I was like, why didn't you do that sooner? Because, we got a phone call.
Oh.
KOP, you're on the air.
Yeah, man, that was me sitting by you at the ball game there, and I'm Japanese, okay?
Oh, okay. Hey, what's going on, caller? What's your name?
My name is Harley.
Hey, how long did it take you to think of that bit?
Well, I just... Hey, it really happened.
Oh, have a good night. All right, goodbye. Harley, you sound like a funny guy, but moving
on.
What
was that?
I don't know. I don't know what that was.
Henry Cho calling him?
I don't know. I thought it sounded like our boy Scott Chester for a second.
Maybe it was.
I thought our friend Scott Chester was messing with us. But anyway, thanks for the phone call.
I
bet that was his real name.
You're going to call him out on it?
Here's the thing. I wonder if that was his real name and he just kind of flamed out there like, what's your name to call? I should think of a fake name. I'll just go my real one, Harley. Although Harley, I don't know any. I don't know a lot of Harleys.
Yeah,
but Harley—that's a Japanese name.
What the possibilities for that are endless. Oh, to be on the other side of that phone call.
Oh, gold star, you—you've made us laugh, and that is what—that's
what the show's all
that's
about.
That's what I want in every phone call. Yeah. Although you know what, I hung up on him without getting mad. So why hang up on him?
Yeah, exactly.
I should have let him on.
Should have let him hang himself by his own rope.
I'm now apologizing to a guy.
You're apologizing to a guy you didn't want anything to do with 2 minutes ago.
Oh, what's the matter with me? Why didn't Circuit City try to change his name to the city earlier when it still had a chance? 472-5667 is the number, by the way.
Well, here's what bothers me.
Toll free 1-888-917-5667. Go ahead.
Okay, so really, there is just one location in San Antonio. It's like when you get off of 35 to 1408, right?
1604.
Thank you. Oh, 1408 was the movie. It's the only location I've ever seen. It just says the city. Like, what sort of marketing are they doing? What sort of research are they doing where they're like, you know, people are kind of scared off by the term Circuit City. Like, they think that's a place you buy more motherboards. Why don't you just call it the city? And it's like this hit place to buy your... You know, Nelly Furtado CDs. Like, I don't know why why they would think that would work.
Well, Circuit City, it makes me sort of, I don't know. It almost sort of, it comes off as sort of a Luddite thing a little bit, just in the fact it's like circuits. Like, a lot of people talking about circuits these days. Mm-hmm. And it reminds me of a business with a name. And I don't even know, bad economy aside, I'm shocked that this place stays in business. I am triple shocked that the economy has now put it under. Don't think that I'm rooting for it to fail because I don't want people to lose their jobs. Right. But at the same time, and that business is, you know what I'm talking about?
I do. Radio Shack.
Radio Shack. Could you come up with a more antiquated name? What does it sell now anyway?
Could you come up with a more antiquated business? Like, have you been in a Radio Shack in the past few years?
I went there to buy an adapter for an AC adapter because it didn't fit into the thing.
Oh, let us be clear. Yeah, exactly. This store is like one big kitchen drawer where you keep all the stuff that you're like, I better hold on to this. Because anytime you need an extra cell phone battery, anytime you need an adapter for something, anytime you need a wire with three prongs, but you only have two prongs, that's you go to Radio Shack.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe if I'm going to Europe and I need
yes.
You know, for the European outlets, adapter.
But they have shelves of stuff, but I've never seen a single sale happen there. They have, like, phones, and they have televisions and computer monitors, I think. I don't know. None of that ever gets sold. People just walk in there like, my cell phone went out. Could you fix it? That's it.
Yeah, it's like, hi, I'm from out of town. I left my phone charger at home.
Well, let me just open this up. Drawer.
Yeah,
there you go.
And they have like a make your own charger where it's like, here's your own cord. Here's your specific plug. Here's your battery pack. And it's like, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Radio Shack.
Radio Shack. I can't. What is a name that still sounds has to do with sort of like, you know, media technology, but it's and then a location that would be worse.
Yeah. I want to know if somebody's actually bought something legitimate.
Gramophone like, Hut? Is that the only one?
Victrola Dome?
Victrola. No, Dome sounds more futuristic than Shack.
Yeah, that's true.
In terms of quality of civilization, what is a...
Victrola Cellar. How about that?
See, Cellar, I think Shack is less developed.
It's a cellar. It's underneath...
Well, let's start with Shack. What is worse than a Shack?
A shed.
A shack, though. People live in a shack. Shed is something that if you already have a house, you build. A teepee? A tent?
A box?
Tent. I think tent is pretty pathetic. Hovel?
Ooh.
Slum.
Victrola
slum?
Wait, what were they called in the Hoovervilles?
Hooverville.
During the Depression? Why am I laughing at the Depression?
You just called it Hooverville. It could be like a vacuum, too.
Yeah. Hey, there you go.
There you are.
Hey, look at you.
There you go. Change. You know what? It's almost like the owners of Radio Shack. All right, time out. Do they still sell Tandy computers anymore? Is that like a thing?
Yeah, that sucks when your store is synonymous with something that is lousy. Synonymous with lousy.
When I'm shocked that when Toys R Us or Amazon.com started selling remote control cars, the Radio Shack didn't go under.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, remote control cars.
It's like if they have survived this long, I mean, the Radio Shack, the stones on those people.
Man, the economy has claimed so much already. It claimed Circuit City. It claimed Bennigan's. It claimed many, many Cinnabons.
Sharper Image.
Sharper. Did it really?
Yes, gone.
Yeah. Oh, we got a phone call.
Well, let's see what this person has to say. Hopefully, it's Charlie calling back. Hello, caller. You're on the air. KOP.
Hey, Cave.
What's up?
Cave.
Cave. Perfect.
Thank you.
What's your name, caller?
Dan.
Dan. Thank you, Dan.
I'm in my cave right now.
Oh, you're in your cave. What would you put before Cave?
Before Cave?
Yeah, instead of Radio Cave. What would it be? Well, the Radio Cave sounds great.
Oh, yeah, good. Reel to Reel?
Reel to Reel.
8-Track Cave?
8-Track Cave. I like that.
What about, they used to have music on Wax Cylinder? Cylinder Cave.
Cylinder Cave. Yeah.
You don't sound too enthused about that one.
No.
All right.
Not enough people would get that one.
Well, thank you for the cave, Dan.
Take it easy.
You thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Cave, that's perfect.
That is perfect.
I want to go buy batteries and write my manifesto. That's what I want in the name of my store.
Plus, you could have Nick Cave doing the ads for it. Just how Shaquille O'Neal did the ads for Radio Shack. Hey, this is Radio Shack. Shaquille O'Neal.
That's right. He did do those.
Sometimes I need a charger for my cell phone when I'm out of town. If I see a Radio Shack, I'll go into it. I should change his name to Radio Shack. And then he snapped his fingers and CK disappeared. Q showed up.
That's right.
He is adorable. Where was that Twittered? Did an ad for Radio Shack today. Got some free cell phone accessories.
Okay, considering he did those ads like 15 years ago, the Twitter would read, how come Radio Shack doesn't call me anymore? I still got plenty of ads in me.
I asked for a cell phone. They looked confused. But when I asked for a Bluetooth headset, they said they'd hook me up.
Is this enjoyable to anyone else? If nothing else, I hope we encourage other people at home to do their own Shaq impressions.
Yes!
This is like the Shaq do-it-yourself kit. That's what this radio show has turned into.
You're like reading a book outside of a park, leaves are blowing, and you like look up, oh, hello there, I didn't see you. My name is David Hata from America's Libraries, encouraging you at home to do your own Shaquille O'Neal impressions. Boo-doon-doon-doon! That was a mashup.
Has he written an autobiography yet?
Shaquille O'Neal? I guarantee you, yes, he has, but it's probably mostly pictures.
Oh, I just want a book on tape.
Oh,
I want him reading.
I think he's probably read like a children's book, like the Kazam book on tape.
And then Kazam showed up and everyone was like, check out that fresh guy. Something like that.
I like how the book has like in it.
Yeah.
It does. Everyone was like, check out that fresh guy.
They gave him a script and he goes, I don't need no script. I'm like the big, I can't think of a name, I'm like the big Salinger. It's right in my head. Yeah. I'm like the big Emerson.
I'm the big Hemingway.
Except I'm not going to kill myself because gun can't. I can't get through steel. That's right.
If
Hemingway was Shaquille O'Neal, he wouldn't be able to shoot himself. You know why?
Why?
Bullets bounce off steel. That's why I just told you.
Can't hurt steel.
Can't hurt steel. Exactly.
Ping.
Like when co-op burned down, boom, can't hurt steel. That's why I built a new studio out of steel.
It is hot in here.
God,
by the way.
Is it hot. Oh,
the steel tomb.
And steel is horrible for acoustics. We manage so the microphones don't pick it up, but if we take off our headphones or cans.
Yes. Very nice.
You're welcome. And I didn't say thank you. Oh, hey, can we quit while we're ahead?
Let's try.
25 minutes too late.
Yeah.
Boing. Hey, let's take a musical break. This is off of Franz Ferdinand's new album, Franz Ferdinand with... I forget. Can you hear me the CD? It's track two.
Come on.
I know.
Well, I thought we were going to quit where we were ahead.
Hey, could you turn it on?
Yeah.
Turn it on is the name of the track. Look what I did there. Ah. Stupid. More Mascot Wedding Show after this.
Got a call. Hold on 1 second. KOP, you're on the air.
Hello, am I on the air?
Yes, who is this?
Who is this? Someone told me you were talking about my brother on the radio. Is this the right station?
Oh, I don't know. Who's your brother?
Only the greatest basketball player the world has ever seen.
Oh, okay. Not that was a great clue, but judging by your voice and who we were talking about earlier, is your brother Dikembe Mutombo?
That is correct.
You're Dikembe Mutombo's brother.
Yes, my name is Dikembe Mutombo.
I'm sorry, is that Dikembe with an R?
Yes, Dikembe Mutombo, but you can call me Rick.
I kind of prefer Dikembe.
What, you don't like Rick? Do you not want to be friends?
No, I do. I want to be friends, Rick.
It's good that you'll be friends with Mutombo.
Yeah, how did you know we were talking about your brother earlier?
Oh, I'm in Austin on business, and my assistant Candy heard your show.
Wow, that's very neat.
Yes, now what were you saying about my brother?
Oh, you know, I mean, we were just saying some stuff.
Were you calling him names? Were you making fun of his age? He is a very special man and does not deserve your ridicule.
No. We were not making fun of him. We were talking about his charitable work.
Oh, yes, Dikembe is very charitable.
Mm-hmm.
His heart is so big and so full of love for his native Congo.
Yeah, Mac and I were just saying that he's probably the best human being in the NBA.
This is true, he is. He is always giving. He even gave me his brother, Dikembe Mutombo, a job with the Houston Rockets.
Oh, really? What do you do for them?
Well, I do some advanced scouting, so I'm always traveling. Oh, I also occasionally travel with the team.
That's really cool. So, I'm sorry, are you in Austin on team business?
I'm actually here to support one of my favorite charities.
Okay, so you're involved in charity work too. That's really awesome.
This Dikembe's heart is so big that it inspires all of us.
That's excellent. So, I mean, if you don't mind me asking, what charity are you working with? I mean, we can maybe give it a plug on the air.
Oh, that would be wonderful. The charity is one I started up called Pizza for the Blind. Every year I travel to some of America's hottest college towns and buy pizza for blind people.
I'm sorry, did you say hottest college towns?
Being blind is very hard, but it's easy if your belly is full of delicious pizza.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, okay, and how are you involved in the charity?
I am hosting a bikini car wash to raise money to buy the pizzas. It is very important you come out and get your car washed, because we need all the money we can get. Times are tough, and some of these blind guys like a lot of toppings.
Okay, that's actually kind of weird.
Why is that weird? Because today has cold weather? That is part of the fun, because when the water hits the girls, part of their bodies get very cold.
No, okay, let me stop you right there. I get it. That is an unusual way
you
to make money.
Understand, because... Perhaps you don't know which parts.
No, I got it. It's, the problem I have is that the cause, it's a little weird. I mean, but you're helping people, though, so I guess that's good. I don't know. It just strikes me as weird. That's all I'm saying.
I know that I'm not as good at charity work as Dikembe.
Well, no. I mean, you're obviously...
His heart is so big. You know, I can't measure up. Everyone on the team loves him so much.
Mm-hmm.
Ron Artest has the image as a tough man. But even his heart melts for Mutombo.
Oh, wow. That's really cool. I mean, for those of you who don't follow basketball, Ron Artest is a player for the Rockets who, I mean, you may have heard he's had difficulty kind of staying out of trouble. He got into the fight a few years ago with a fan. But that's cool that, I mean, like you said, his heart melts for Mutombo.
Yes,
so, I mean,
it does.
What's he like? Have you met Ron Artest?
Well, several times.
Okay.
And I'm sorry to tell you the reports are true. He is crazy.
Wow. Oh, okay, so you know Ron Artest, and you're saying he's actually crazy.
Yes, the man is a lunatic.
Why do you say that?
Well, just last week I asked him if he wanted to party with Rick Mutombo, and he said no. Talk about crazy.
Wait, I don't understand. Why would that make him seem crazy?
He was crazy to pass on an opportunity to party with Dikembe Mutombo. Especially with the stuff I had.
Oh, so what do you mean by stuff?
I cooked up a big pot of what I like to call Mutombo Gumbo, my favorite party elixir.
Okay, that's a relief. Yeah, that sounds like fun. What's in Mutombo Gumbo?
Methamphetamine.
Whoa. You offered Ron Artest methamphetamines and he turned you down.
He said he would tell the Rockets organization if I spoke to him again.
Well, yeah, and that makes him the crazy one.
He had to be crazy. Mutombo Gumbo is some strong stuff.
What are you even doing with stuff like that?
What?
There.
Okay.
There you are.
Mutombo.
No, you're talking about trying to be like your brother Dikembe Mutombo, who is very charitable and very nice, and you want to get involved in charity work, and now you're talking about using methamphetamines. Like, what is that? I mean, Dikembe doesn't do that kind of stuff, does he?
No. When he gets stressed, he goes and shoots free throws or coaches the Midnight Basketball League.
Okay, well, see, that's a lot better. That's nice.
Well, you know, in my spare time, I was actually thinking of helping Louis Scola start his own charity.
Okay, see, that's nice. Louis Scola is a power forward for the Rockets, so that's very cool.
Yes, he is a starting forward for the Rockets.
Mm-hmm.
He thought it was a great idea, but he needs some help getting it off ground.
And you're going to help him. That's perfect. That's great.
Yes.
So what's the charity?
Well, times are tough, especially in the Houston area. And he wants to help out struggling people who are in business for themselves.
Okay, that sounds like such an awesome thing. But, I mean, in what capacity? I mean, is he going to give out small business loans? I mean, what does he have planned?
Yes. Yeah. He's going to give money to strippers so they can get sexier back tattoos.
Oh, okay. Sexier back tattoos for strippers. That's horrible. How is that charity work? How does that help anyone?
But if the stripper has a sexier back tattoo, maybe the gentleman who just finished with his round of golf will look at the tattoo, and because he is so sexy, he can envision it more, you know, in his bed later, and he gives stripper more money.
That is so stupid!
Well, it's not my idea. Louis Scola thought it up. He loves strippers.
Oh, my God. Oh, okay, I don't even think that's a good idea to say on the air.
But it is true. Louis Scola loves
strippers. Okay. Stop. I can't prove that, and the last thing I need is a lawsuit from Rockets forward Louis Scola.
Dikembe Mutombo is telling the truth. Does your radio station have, like, a newsletter or a bulletin board or something like that?
Yeah.
Page on web?
We have a page on web. Yes, we do.
Well, here is tomorrow's headline. Louis Scola loves strippers.
No. Okay, you really need to stop, or I'm going to hang up on you. I'm telling you right now.
I didn't do anything.
That's not what you're saying. What you're doing is not charity. That's disgusting.
You sound just like my brother, Dikembe.
Well, okay, your brother gets mad at you.
All the time. He gets mad and he wags that finger in my face.
like he just blocked a shot.
Yeah, he wags that finger in my face and he says, Dikembe, you have to stop impersonating me.
Wait a second. You pretend to be your brother?
Only sometimes.
Oh, okay. So that's better than what, all the time?
I can't help it. We look so much alike. We are twins.
I didn't even know Dikembe had a twin brother.
Yes, we are almost identical twins, except Dikembe is a little taller.
So, yeah, he's like, what, 7 feet?
7'2".
Okay, and you are?
I'm a little shorter.
Okay, so are you 7 feet?
A little shorter.
6'11"?
I'm 5'7".
5'7". You are 5'7" tall.
Yes.
That is way shorter than Dikembe. You're not even identical twins at that point.
Have you ever seen the movie Twins? With Arnold Schwarzenegger and Daniel DeVito? It is just like that.
Yeah, Daniel DeVito. No, well, that's not real. That's a movie. They're actors.
Well, sometimes I act like Dikembe.
Okay. I'm going to have to let you go. I would have loved to talk basketball with you, but you're just off the rails here. I can't keep up.
Hey, maybe we can work together. This is a radio station, right?
Oh, of course it is. I mean, what do you have in mind? I don't see how we could work together.
Why don't you come to my bikini car wash and do a live broadcast?
Oh, I'm going to pass on that.
Come on. Normally I charge you $50 to hold a hose and spray the girls. But for you, $38.
Oh, $38. No, you know what? No, thanks. I'm not interested. No, that's okay.
I'll even turn the pressure up. I'll refund the money if you don't blast at least 2 tops off.
I'm not interested.
Okay, but then when some blind guy asks why he didn't get double cheese on his pizza, I'm not going to take the fall for it.
You know what? That's fine. I'm more than happy to take the blame.
If you don't do it, I'll spray you with a hose.
Go ahead.
I'll turn the pressure off so much your head will fly off.
My hair will fly off?
Your head.
My head will fly off. That's considerably worse. That is a lot of pressure. You know what? I'm hanging up on you.
I have to go. The girls are here.
Okay. Goodbye. Goodbye, you monster. That's horrible. Rikimbe Mutombo. I didn't even know he existed. And now he's saying vulgarities. I don't like that. Tell you what, we're going to pay a quick bill, and then we'll be right back. Close out the Mascot Wedding Show for you right after this.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Nine. Is that a new car?
Yeah, it's a hybrid.
Nice. What'd you do with that old gas guzzler?
I donated it to Co-op's car donation program. It was easy. I just called 877-750-5667. That's 877-750-COOP, and they took care of the rest. I got a receipt to use on my income tax return, and Co-op, my favorite community radio station, got some cash in return. Everybody wins.
Wow. I wonder if they'll take my old leaky boat.
They'll take your old car, truck, or boat. Just call 877-750-COOP, and they'll do the rest.
What a great deal. I'd better go home and give them a call right now. Thanks, Nine. See you later.
See ya.
Whee! That was fun. Yeah, we're going to get out of here a little early for reasons we cannot say on the air. For more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows, we hope, and information about various side projects and night jobs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us! We haven't gotten an email in a dog's age. We'll talk about softball if you want. That's a dog's age right there. MascotWedding@gmail.com. We're on MySpace. MySpace.com/MascotWedding. Am I done? I think so. Yeah, we're cutting out a little early. We will be doing this for the next few weeks. For Mac, I am David. We are leaving you with some spider bags. That sounds good. We'll do that. All right. Good. Bye, Austin.